Well, you lucky people have been spared the wind tunnel effect of me walking in the wind today. My afternoon constitutional was in fact mowing the lawn, which is, yeah, that's the first time this year. First time it's really been dry enough to do this. And I worked up quite a sweat doing it. So I figured I'm going to do that instead of my afternoon constitutional. I'll probably do a little walk to my daughter's school. Probably not as long as I usually do. I've had this really wild idea, and it's probably wildly impractical because my mind really doesn't work financially very well. I've been reading this book called The Wisdom of Crowds. The guy who wrote it, a guy called James, I think it's Surowiecki, I don't know how you pronounce it, actually. He writes for The New Yorker. He does a financial page. And several years ago, he came up with this book, The Wisdom of Crowds. And its basic premise is how the many can be better than the few. Now, you know, taken on first impressions, you can think, well, that just doesn't seem very practical. You know, you've got mass hysteria and other examples of things like that. But he's not talking about crowds that are interacting with each other as such. He's talking about markets. And how decisions can be made, effective decisions can be made by a crowd who are A, diverse, and who B, who are not kind of interacting with each other. It's kind of an independent thing. So if you get a whole load of people all, you know, putting in their input blindly and aggregate that information, then you're likely to come up with the best answer, or at least a very good one, as opposed to the kind of expert culture that we're all used to, where you ask a single person who's supposedly an expert. It's an interesting book, and it's got makes some interesting points. It's a little bit lumpy in parts, I think. Of course, as some of the best books of this nature do, it kind of makes you think. And I wondered whether there was a place for... It would probably be a website, but you could start with just a group of people. And it's kind of... I guess it's like a, you know, an open market machine. And the idea is that you could buy or sell anything or any services. The machine itself would make a certain amount of money from it, which it would use for buying stuff. You know, you would sell to the market would sell at a higher price and take a profit. Those kind of decisions as to what kind of markup and what have you would be made collectively. People could actually invest in the company and make a certain amount of profit from that investment, again decided collectively. And I guess you could start out with kind of like a game with, you know, a group of people around a table, and like somebody, you know, puts in $5 and says, okay, this is invested in the machine, and then see where it goes from there. Somebody offers a service or offers to sell something, and you know, the machine acts as a go-between. I don't know how practical it is. Say my mind doesn't really work that way generally, so I'd need some input. So maybe somebody has some ideas.